cheese out of it.
And would anything ever be made from the blood at all?
Yes, blood pudding.
Uh-huh. How would you make that?
I've seen it made plenty of times, but of course that's a long time ago. But I really don't know how they made it, but I know they used the blood.
Mm-hmm. Would anything be made with the lungs?
Lungs?
Or would you ever hear a scrabble? Or scrapple or something?
I've heard of it, but it wasn't very familiar around our place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably a long time back. What would you call a place where people would keep their cows and their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
Storeroom.
And you had different kinds of, what would you call a male cow?
A male cow? A bull.
Do you ever remember sometimes a long time ago that men sometimes used polite names for a bull, they didn't want to say bull around a lady. Do you? Do you remember how, did you ever make butter? Or did you
mm-hmm.
ever, how did you do that?
Well, we set the milk aside, let the cream come to the top, and then take the cream off, and we'd put it in a jar, and shake that jar until it came to butter.
Yeah.
That was before they had things to make butter with.
Uh-huh. Did you make other things that you could make from cow's milk?
Curd.
And was there anything you could make from the curd?
They call that something now, I know, that you buy in the store. I know what it is, but I can't tell you.
Uh-huh. Where was the place where you kept your hogs and pigs?
Well, they just stayed outside, the pigs.
Mm-hmm. How were they fed?
Well, they had a big trough.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd put the food in the trough, and they'd all go around the trough and get their share.
Uh-huh. Did you ever just let them out in the field and let them?
Yes, uh-huh. See, our fields were fenced in on account of how the cows come in.